Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all well. Today we're joined by the Hello Kiwi founder, Musa Abdulrahman.
Hi.
Hello Kiwi is an app that provides food at a discounted rate off peak hours. So do you want to tell us more about that?
Yeah, sure. So Hello Kiwi is an app that was made pretty much when I was a student, and then it became so successful that I decided to continue and make it a company after I graduated. The app, what it does is it gives you discounts from restaurants that are around you at their off-peak hours. So, you know, typically 3 to 6, 2 to 7, the restaurants are empty, it's dead, there are not a lot of people in there, and restaurants don't mind giving good discounts to our users on the app. So we have a lot of restaurants right now. We have Pratt's, Tanya's Tea House, and a bunch of other restaurants in the JLT, in the Media City, in the Jumeirah area. And yeah, it's a free to use app for now, so anyone can just go download the app and get these discounts.
Who is the app for? Just everyone, or is it specific to a specific?
So I think it's a good idea when you have a startup to have a target market, right?
Yeah.
A niche market, but then the app can be for beyond that niche market. So our niche market is students, and but the app is for everyone.
So like, everyone can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If there's like a middle-aged married man, it's not like he's not allowed to use the app.
Yeah.
He can use the app.
So how did you think of the idea?
Well, the idea initially was an app, a real-time app. So currently it's also a real-time thing where people can just, restaurants can just post on the back end and it gets reflected on the app. The original idea for the app was to help save waste food. So when restaurants had extra food left at the end of the day, they would just sell that off. But there's a very narrow market for that in Dubai, which is why we pivoted to off-peak hour concept. But some of the cafeterias that we have on board, like Cha Cha Cha, Big Mart, they still do this. They still sell out that extra food at the end of the day.
Yeah.
How did it come around? I think there was this time when I was when I was coming back from football practice, and there was extra food left in the dorms. So while I was going to the dorms, I asked them, "Can I have that food? I'll let you guys back tomorrow." They're like, "Don't worry, have it for free." And that's when I thought, you know, there's an opportunity over there. There's something that can be done. If a tech product can be created that connects people who have that extra food to people who want that extra food.
How does that work? So talk us through the process of trying to order food.
So you just open the app, and on the app it's very picture focused.
Yeah.
We kind of drew inspiration from Instagram, you know, where everything is pictures and minimal captions. So everything is picture focused. Once you see something you like, you click on it, you get a place to enter a PIN number, you go to the restaurant and they enter the PIN and you get your offer. If you're doing it on the phone, the customer directs it, the cashier directs it under the PIN, and you enter it on the phone and you get your coupon.
And it's all nearby locations?
It's nearby locations. Yeah.
Okay. How did you get restaurants to partner up with you? Is that hard?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. You've got to be a good salesman. You've got to go talk, you've got to be persistent, you've got to keep replying, sending them so many emails, so many calls, and not be ashamed or shy of doing it. You just gotta be out there and do it.
Yeah. Have a lot of restaurants been eager to join?
No restaurant has actually told me I don't want to do it. Their biggest concern has been that you guys are too small for me to work with you. Mm-hmm. And that's fair enough since you're a startup, but at the same time, I don't take that as an excuse for a restaurant not to sign up.
Yeah.
I would still push it to be like, hey, we can get you these people anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you're getting 5 people or you're getting 50 people, you're still getting 5 new people. So
exactly, yeah.
Get there.
So I'm sure you'll agree that food delivery is a huge part of student life.
Yeah.
So what can this app offer students that other competitors like Uber Eats and Deliveroo come
out? So the difference between us and Uber Eats is a matter of about all of that is that they all have a different target market. Like I said, Uber Eats' target market is the middle-aged white man, or the middle-aged well-earning man. The average ticket price on Uber Eats is like 60 dirhams. Zomato is slightly lesser at like 40 dirhams, but the average student ticket price for a meal is not more than 25. That's why you see them eating KFC, Hardee's, and all that.
Yeah.
So what we try to do on our app is we try to look at restaurants that after they give the discount, the price would come down to 25, 20, at sometimes even 15. It's like good food that you're having at the price of a KFC meal, and that is the difference that we have. In terms of food delivery, it's not like we deliver faster or we do this or we do that. We just give the best price point without hurting our restaurants too much either.
Yeah. And it's all the food that is left over, or is
no,
it
no,
just
no.
like?
So that's what it used to be initially. Now it's just off-peak hours. So when restaurants are empty, they want to get more customers. They don't mind reducing the price at that time.
So this is usually what time exactly?
It depends on different restaurants. So 3 to 6 is the key time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at a late lunch, that's perfect. A lot of students do that because they have like class or quizzes or something at like, and they have to stay for it in the lunch break. So they eat after class. Other than that, we also have some at after 9 to 12, and some restaurants open from midnight to 3 a.m. if they're open and on that time. So it's a good place for students to go on Thursdays and hang out in that place, cafeteria, or something like that.
And it's open weekends, because weekends is kind
yeah,
of
yeah, weekends. Time. Weekends are also the app works on weekends and weekdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you bring your idea to life? What challenges did you face?
I think since I'm from a mechanical engineering background, my biggest challenge was tech. And I partnered with someone, but the tech was a big challenge. The other challenge was obviously incorporating in the UAE, for which Infile helped us a lot. It's very subsidized rates for incorporation, and they do help you with connections and everything. And thirdly, I think the other problem is, I guess it's not so much of a problem, but then when you're doing a startup and you're just fresh out of university, you really don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So anytime you come up to a roadblock, you gotta either ask someone or Google it, and it's just like you're completely on your own in some ways. That's a bit racking, I guess.
So how did you build your team? Was it just through friends? Or?
Well, initially it was friends, but it's not the best idea to work with friends. Yeah, I mean, it depends. If you have like, you need people who are dedicated and who are there. Not to have fun, but to actually take the business forward. So initially it was friends, and then we soon realized that it's not going to work like this.
Yeah.
So then we started hiring interns. And the thing with the interns were that some of them were very motivated. I think it's a trend these days to have to be entrepreneurial in one way or the other. And you see many people that have the little side hustles going on while they're in university, whether it is selling t-shirts or buying concert tickets and selling them at a higher price, stuff like that. Everyone's doing their own thing. So once you connect to these people and who we got on board as interns, and they became so invested in the idea, they continue to work with us till today. And that is how we built the team. As for the tech team, it was all outsourced to India. And that is again, I think when you ask me about challenges, I would definitely say building a team is the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Getting the right people on board is the biggest challenge. More than getting restaurants, more than tech, more than all of that.
Yeah.
Right people, right time, right place.
Okay. What advice would you give to a young person who also has an idea and they want to pursue that idea?
I think it's a good idea to always beta test your concept. So test it before you jump into it. So many times people say just jump into the idea. It's a good idea. You should jump into the idea, but not like close all other doors and jump into the idea. Beta test the idea, test the waters, test see if it works. There's so many ways to do it. Prototyping tools, Facebook ads. You can just run simple Facebook ads and see how many people react to your concept.
Yeah.
And if you think you have something promising with it, then go ahead with it. Always beta test. Don't spend too much time and money building an entire product, and then no one wants to use it.
Before you test it,
market
research.
Exactly.
So what are your future plans for that?
So right now it's food. We want to expand to other services as well. So off-peak hour for car wash, for oil change centers, for amenities, barber shops, gyms. Who goes to barber shops and gyms in the morning? And there's a huge population segment of mothers or even people who work and might want, because you know, places like JLT Marina, it's so expensive to get a haircut or to go to the saloon. So we're trying to look at that market. We're trying to look at any segment, market segment that has low hours at some point of the day, and we're trying to make all of those hours peak hours for all the businesses that we deal with.
So how would it work? Would people book it through the app and then?
Exactly, the same way it works with the restaurants.
Okay, sounds good.
So we have a new app update coming out very soon, and it's much cleaner, and we've taken the user feedback in terms of what they liked about the app, what they didn't like. And it's not just user feedback that we got, but also stuff like, you know, once you have an app, you can actually track how much time people spend on each page and accordingly decide where people are not happy with their experience and where they're happy. So we've taken all that user feedback that we received and user feedback that the tech has given us anonymously, and we've used that to make a much smoother, cleaner app. So yeah, we're pretty excited about launching that, and we also have a lot of interesting restaurants coming on board now because the sales team is building. Like I said, Praxis and Tanya's Tea House, they are, I think, two of our very well-doing. So we signed up with them, I think, last week, and we've already gotten them over 34 customers, so we're very happy with that.
That's really nice.
Yeah, and before, we used to be just in university areas, and getting these two restaurants and a bunch of other restaurants kind of signifies us moving beyond universities, because these restaurants are not limited to university areas.
Yeah.
There are restaurants in Munster now, in Jumeirah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we've expanded to that area now. So it's kind of like we're moving out from beyond our initial small stage to a more Dubai public stage,
so to
speak.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.